Editor. As someone who has personally experienced the devastating effects of drug addiction as a youth and into my adulthood, I can attest to the struggle to break free from its grip, but despite my best efforts, I found that I simply couldn't do it alone. My lived experience has shown me firsthand just how difficult it can be to overcome addiction, and the immense toll that it can take on one's life. I deeply care about the well-being of those who struggle with addiction, and I wholeheartedly support harm reduction as a crucial part of the continuum of care. However, I have concerns about the lack of support for those who do want to recover. In our community, I have noticed that harm reduction strategies are often at odds with peer recovery programs, which can create a void for those who seek help to get clean. I have seen firsthand the consequences of solely relying on one strategy. The impact of concentrating drug-addicted individuals in specific housing or neighborhoods that have become disadvantaged or marginalized has become increasingly evident, where the pendulum has swung too far, and people continue to die at alarming rates without any hope of recovery in sight. It's time to acknowledge and recognize that no single strategy can work for everyone and to support a strategy that is exclusive and provides opportunities to exploring avenues to recovery. All approaches have a place in our community, and collaboration is key to achieving successful outcomes. The coastal recovery community is a shining example of how harm reduction and recovery can work together in harmony to help those struggling with addiction. By embracing a more inclusive approach, we can reduce the incidence of lives lost to addiction and its impact on communities. B. Smith, C. Shelt.